In the sharings this morning, I've heard something. I've heard an expectancy in many of you that he is able, that Amen. He can do it. And you are praying for something supernatural to happen. You prayed. Amen. And something supernatural happened.
Powerful.
What I've seen in the Word lately is Paul would have been dead in the water without the supernatural power of God. He prayed, the supernatural was done. Miracles were done.
Yes, sir.
Because he believed God. And I hear a people in this room speaking with their mouths that they are praying, really expecting God to do something. And we need to do it and we need to say it. We need to speak these words. I don't believe anything would have happened if you would have gone over to the house and just removed the stuff. You didn't just remove the stuff. You spoke
you did.
And agreed with the word of God on the demonic power that those things had, and you asked God to intervene, and he did something supernaturally. Hallelujah. We need to be in this mindset. And I'm excited because it's not one person in this place, but several.
Beautiful.
Why is God working on you and opening up the Bible to you in a whole new, fresh way right now? Oh, God has a reason. Amen. And I'm delighted to see, and I'm expecting to see the testimonies that Steve has because he's able to use that revelation that God's giving him in
Excellent.
The Word. I really am excited. I'm excited about what God's doing. Now on to the psalm. Psalm 72. Solomon's psalm. He's asking God to make him a godly judge. To have him be able to give true justice so peace will flow to all the people. He talks about being fair to the poor. And then he states, and I love this statement, sun and moon will stop shining before your lovers stop worshiping.
Wow.
Amen. Let that be said about me. Let that be said about us. Sun and moon are going to stop shining. Amen. Before I stop worshiping God. Amen. For all ages, people will love and adore you. This was written thousands of years ago, right?
Right.
Amen. I'm still loving him, and I'm still adoring him.
Amen.
What a prophetic truth Solomon spoke. The favor of God will fall like rain on surrendered lives. The more we surrender, the more we appreciate his favor on us. Then he goes on to talk about the nations and the enemies falling before God, kings bowing before God, and then the rulers will take care of the people. Amen. So let's stand and let's join in and say the last three verses that Solomon wrote as he wrote this psalm.
Praise
forever, Jehovah God, the God of Israel.
He is the one and only
God of wonders, surpassing every expectation.
The blazing glory of his name
will be praised forever. May all the earth overflow with his glory. Faithful is our King. Amen. I love it. He is faithful. Let's be faithful to him. Let's be bold as we proclaim the things that the Holy Spirit gives us to proclaim. Amen.
Pastor Amen. Kim.